Today's daf is Erevin daf Pehei, and we're going to talk about the concept of Tfisas Yad Shel Baal Habayis. That's what the Mishnah talks about here on Pehei Amud Beis. The Mishnah in Erevin tells us that for Erev Chatzeros, you have to put the Erev in a certain place within the Chatzer. Hanos and Eseruva, if you put it in a place that's not Roy Ladira, or it's not called a Makam Dira, then it's no good. Hanos and Eseruva, Bebe Shah, Rach Saja, Mir Pesas, Eno Erev. Put it on a porch, put it in a guard booth, not considered Roy Ladira, then it's not an Erev. Vahadar Shah, Men Ozer Alav, and anyone who lives in these places does not Aser if he doesn't take part in the Erev, because that's not considered living there. But Beis HaTeven, Beis HaBakar, you know, in a storage house, Beis HaEitzim, Beis HaOtzaros, all of those, I raise the Erev, then if you put it there, it is an Erev, Hadar Sham Oser, and anybody who lives there does Aser, because that is called a Makom Dira, right? The question is, just before we get to the last line, is that our minhag is to put it in a shul, which is not really Royal Adira, right? So how does that work, that we're able to do that? The Rama quotes this, and the Rama says in Shin Samach Vav Gimel that a minag bezman hazel haniach ha'erev beis haknesses. The minag is to put it in the shul. V'chei nohagu ha'kadmonim. That's what the kadmonim were. Noeg v'nirali hatam. So why is that? The Rama says the erev shalanu yeshlem din shituf ve'ein tzorach laniach beis dira. Our eruv, what we call an eruv, where we put the food, is not really an Erev Chatzeros, as a din of a Shituf, and therefore that's how we can put it in a place that is not Roy Ladira, like a Shituf Mavos doesn't have to be put in a Roy Ladira. That's what the Mishnah Berurah explains. Rosel Omar, Avo Bishab Yisakanes is in a Roy Ladira, Bebnei Kedusha, so even though it's not Roy Ladira, we had a shir about this, about sleeping in a shul, Kedusha Yisakanes, Shariah Dira Hu, Makam Ha'achila, Va'asu Lecho Yisakanes, and Lo Alom Nimsham, Mikom Makom, and Yishla Kayema Minag, Shariah Shalana Yishlan Din Shituf Mavos. The Hainu Shakala Chatzeros Habatim Shabamavui Mishatan Yachad Beirvze, and that you don't have to put in a Beis Dira, just in a Makom Hamish Tamer Levad, and that's why it is okay. The Mishnah Berurah does say in the next Sif Katan Lefize Shein Beis Haknesses Nechsha Beis Dira Chashvinan Leiraka Chatzera Shutfin Umotel Atatim Menal Chatzera Acheres Bli Erev Acheres. Well, if you're going to use it as a lechumra to say that it's called a Beis Dira, and therefore you can. Or let's say if it's not really a Beis Dira, and the only reason it's Mutter is because it's Shita Mavos, then Lachari should be able to carry from into the Chatzer and back and forth, because all Chatzeros are Rosh Hazachas. It's not called a Dira for that either. Okay, but either way, that's not our topic today, but that's the first half of the Mishnah. But then Rabbi Yehuda says, this is our topic, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Em Yisham Tfisas Yad Shel Baal Habayis, Eino Oser. If the Baal Habayis has Tfisas Yad in the area where the other person is, so that Eino Oser, that area does not, that Makom, that Dira, does not Aser. If he has Tfisas Yad, Rashi, Sheyesh Le Baal Habayis Makom Bidiraso Shelze, Shenosin Sham Kelav Lahatznia. The Baal Habayis has rights to, in this Dira, to put his Kelim. To put his kelim, no sin shom kelim atzniyah to guard. So then it is mutter, and there's no need for an eruv from that area, from that dira. It doesn't aser. So let's say there are four houses, and the going into a chatzer, and the Baal Habayis has tfisas yad in each of the houses. Then there's no eruv needed because it's a ki'ilu. Well, we'll get by what is ki'ilu, but that's the halacha. That's the halacha. The Karen Orah here on the next daf on daf pevav says that. Everybody agrees to this. It's not that Rabbi Yehuda is coming to be mechadish or something that the Chacham don't agree to. He assumes that everybody, everybody agrees. Why do I think that? Because of the Mishnah. There's a Mishnah in Nedarim that talks about the concept of Tfisas Yad, and everybody agrees to that concept. Mem Vav Amid Aleph in Perak Hashutfin. The Mishnah tells us there. Let's find the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us there, hamuder hanoa mechavero. Somebody's mudur hanoa. They're not allowed to get hanoa from their friend. V'yesh lo merchatz o beis habad muskaren bo'ir. And that friend has a bathhouse or a olive press that's muskar bo'ir. People are renting it in the city. So is that considered, though, belonging to the friend, so I can't get hanoa from it? So it depends. V'yesh lo bohen tfisas yad, usser. If that person has tfisas yad in the merchatz, in the beis habad, then it's usser to me to get hanoa, because it's considered shalahem. Ein lo bohen tfisas yad mutter. And if not, so then it is mutter. The Ran adds there on the halacha of tfisas yad, the Ran says, Hachbaba v'chulu. He talks about exactly what the case is, trying to find the line. You know, let's skip the Ran for now. Let's just do the Rambam. The Rambam says, quotes this halacha in Hilchos Nedarim in Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Dalet. Says the Yud Beis Vav Yud Beis Hayel Shimon Merchatz Obeis Habad Muskar Ba'ir Hayel Shimon Ben Tfisas Yad Kigon She Niach Mehen Kol Shehu LaAtzmo. He puts anything there of him of his own. V'lo Scharu Afilu Hiniach Merchatz. But it's also because he has some rights in that chutzer, in that Beis Habad, and therefore he's not allowed to go in. So the Karen Ora says that Mishnah in the Darim, and we pass it that way, like the Rambam says, shows that the kaz b'tfisas yad is l'kulei alma tfisas yad mashvilei kebeso. Ayin Rambam who quotes it, and therefore. This Rabbi Huda is not arguing, but he's just being mosif and explaining. What's the reason that this works? What's the svar? How does the lum this work? That if somebody has tfisas yad in a bias, so then it's not considered a separate bias. So that's slightly different formulations, but it makes a difference in the Rishonim. The Rashi says right here, Rashi says on the Mishnah, what happens if this tfisas yad in a osur alav? To call Rishusa the chatzer didehu, because then every Rishus of the chatzer is considered his, ki'ilu dar imoba bias. As if he lives in the house with them. It's Kiilu, they're all living together. It's as if he's living in all these houses also. Kiilu dar imo babayis. And that's the language of the tour also. Shin ayin is the simon about these halachos, including the tfisas yad halacha, and that's what the tour quotes in Siv Beis. Balabayis sheish lo harbe batim bechatzer, vehish ilon o hiskiron lachirim. The balabayis owns all the chatzeros. And he is mashal them, or he's masker them. He rents them out, or he lets people live there. The yeshlo b'kol echad mehan, and each one of them there are kalim. We'll get to what types of kalim as shem soon. Chashu ein adaram b'an osran alav. Shachashuvin kulam kilu daranimo. It's kilu. They all live together with him, and therefore it is not a problem of separate diras. We'll talk about this applies to, let's say, hotels or other types of apartments. Let's see if that we could find a heterim. But that's the Rashi, that's the tour. Kilu Dorim Obabai. So if you look at Rabbeinu Yehonah's son, or the Rambam here in the Pirush Mishnayos, or the Rambam, I'll read it to you from Hilchos Eiruvin. The Rambam in Dalad Yudalad and Eiruvin has a different formulation than just living together. Here, I'm sorry, I meant right, Dalad Yudal was the Eiruvin one, not the Nedarim one, like I mentioned earlier. Says the other Rambam, Baal Hachatzer, Shehizkir Mibadei Chatzir Lachirim, V'yiniach Lo Kelim, O Minei Schora, B'chol Bayis U'Bayis Mehen, Einan Osun Alav, Hol V'yish Lo Tfisas Yad B'chol Bayis Mehen, Na'asu Hakol Ka'orchin Etzlo. They are all like Orchin. They are like his guests. He lives there as the Ma'areach, like the host, and they are all his guests. That's the language of the Rambam, and that's the language of Rabbeinu Yehonah's son. So it's similar to what Rashi says, that Ki'ilu, they're all living together, but there could be a nafkamina. The Beis Meir says a nafkamina could be, could this be a makar for the halacha of real guests coming in? The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Truma Sadeshen in Simen Shin Ayin Sivches, allowing guests, hamisareach b'chatzer, if somebody is a reach, is a guest in a chatzer, afilu nisareach b'bayis b'fnei atzmo, even if he is in a house by himself, imlo nisareach derech keva, el l'shloshim yom apachos, if he's not there, kfias, he didn't move in, but he's there less than 30 days, he's a guest for less than 30 days in the chatzer, eino oser al b'nei chatzer. He doesn't aser, v'hu v'hein mutarin, and he and them are all mutar, bein b'beiso, bein b'beisam. That is the Shulchan Aruch in the name of the Truma Sadeshen. Good. The Ramah does add, v'afilo im ha'orchim rabim u'balabayis echad. Even if there are many guests and there's only one balabayis, that's still okay. V'dafka b'di'ika balabayis echad kavua. As long as there is one host. If there is one host, so then the oz ha'orchim b'telim l'gabei. The orchim can be bottled to him, and it's as if kilu, there's only one person, one balabayis in this chatzer. Aval ha'orchim b'yachad, but if there's no balabayis, there's just the orchim, it's just a public area that people come together, so then osim ze'al zemiyan. Then they aser. That's the Truma Sadeshen, based on the Gemara we had earlier on Daf Ayin. Mishnah Berura, Tekiva deleka kan kavua, sheyu nitfalim l'gabei, havi kishar balibatim. So then there's no, they can't be bottled to each other, and therefore it is usser. What happens, the Mishnah Berurah discusses from the earlier Achronim, what happens if you know you're going to be there for more than 30 days? Do you usser even before 30 days? Right? That's the question. What happens if you're ragil to come? What if you're a guest that comes? You never come for more than 30 days, but you come often. The Mishnah Berurah has 2 days. Yesh omrim sha'afilu ragil lavosham kama pa'amin lehisareach. Even if you're ragil, quoting from the Magen Avraham, even if you're ragil to come, it is also okay. The Yesh Bisha Machmir, who's the Machmir? He quotes the Marshal and the Tshuva in Simen Yudches. The Yesh Bisha Machmir, Bazek, Mola Inyan, Akum, Besimen Shim Pedalid, Ayin Sham. But either way, this is the issue of guests coming, and we're Makel. So the base mayor there in Simen Shin Ayin discusses what about is our case. The Ikar Adin is that a basis for this heter. So basically, here says, according to the Rambam, yeah, because the Rambam and the Rabbi Yonah says Lashon is, what's the svar for Tfisa's Yad working? That Kielu, they are all guests of his. That's the basic din. Then real guests for sure, also. But if it's like Rashi in the Torah says that it's just Kielu Dari Mo Babayis, then this at least cannot be the precedent and the model for guests coming. So that's the look in the base mayor right here. It's in Shanayin. He says our case could be similar, and he points out that Machlokas Rishonim in formulation. The Gemara says on that Pevav, what is the standard? What has to be put there? Tfisas Yad, the Balabais has to put Kalim in there. What type of Kalim? So the Gemara says on Pevav Amid Aleph, on Tamar's Daf, Amar of Nachman, Tana Devei Shmuel, Davar Hanital Bashabis, Oser. Something that is Nital Bashabis. It could be moved on Shabbos. So that's not called Tfisas Yad, because it could be moved. Right, Rashi? Eino Tfisas Yad va'oser. And therefore, that dira asers, di'iboi shakil v'shadi le'levroi, because he could throw it out. He can move it out. Right, that sounds like the socher can move it out at any moment. And therefore, it is not called Tfisas Yad. Dover she'eino nital b'Shabbos, eino oser. Something that is not nital on Shabbos, so then it is not Oser, if it can't be moved. So if it can't be moved, so then that is called Tfisas Yad, and therefore the Balabayas is Kilu, he lives there, or he's their host, and therefore Eino Oser. Tani Nami Hachi, Yeshlo Tevel, Yeshlo Ashashis, V'chol Dover Sheinito B'Shabbos, Eino Oser. Right, the Gemara gives examples of items that are not moved on Shabbos. What do you mean they are not moved on Shabbos? So Pasha says they are Muksa. If something is muksa and therefore can't be moved, not physically can't be moved, but because halachically it can't be moved, so then that is enough to be called tfisas yad. The tour and the Shulchan Aruch add on not only halachically but physically. So says the tour. Imeinu nitalim b'Shabbos machmas iser o machmas kovdan, or because they are heavy. Ein adarim oser nalav shachashuvim kulam kilo darim imo. Either way, whether they're muksa or they're heavy, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes this from the tour also. In Simin Shin Ayin Sif Beis, same lashon. V'yesh lo b'kol echad mehem dvarim she'inu nimtolam b'Shabbos machmas kovdan, right? Because they're heavy. O machmas iser shem dvarim sha'asur l'taltalam. So right. So then that is creates tvisas yad. Mishnah Berurah machmas kovdan af she'in nasim muksa al yedei koved. Even if it's not muksa because it is heavy, it's not muksa, but it's not a halachic reason. Mikol makom, kiven sheish torach lefanosan, ein derech litlam shabbos. Right, that's enough. It's not the derech to be moved on Shabbos. So either halachic or physical. So then that stays there. There is a Yerushalmi. The Karen Ora here quotes that same Karen Ora I mentioned before. Quotes the Yerushalmi, which seems to say exactly the opposite. I mean, we paskin what we paskin, as I just read. The Yerushalmi seems to say the opposite. Im yesh lo tfisas yad bedavar hanital, if Tavar Hanital, Eino Oser. Right, it doesn't Oser because maybe that shows that he could take it whenever he wants. That shows that he really has Bailus. Ubedavar She'eino Nital, if it's Muksa, so then he, the Maskir, the Balabais, has no usage in the item on Shabbos. It's not usable, and therefore it does Oser. Oser. Delo Chasha, Tvisas Yad, Kivet De'in Lo B'Shabbos, Shum Tashmish. So the Yerushalmi seems to have exactly the opposite. But we paskin otherwise. Go, we paskin like what we said. What about a klisha malachto le'isser? That's an interesting machlokes Rishonim here, whether that would be good enough. The Meiri says that it is enough. Klisha malachto le'isser is considered a davar she'eino nitel b'Shabbos, but if you look in Rabbeinu Yehonasan, if you look in the Magen Mishnah in Erevin on that Rambam that we mentioned before, on Dalad Yudalad, he quotes this discussion, Yad. Davar Anita B'Shabbos Oser Eino Oser Nemehachi. He quotes this Benir Elite, the call Davar Sherroi Letaltelo Letzarach Makomo. Anything that you can move Letzarach Makomo, meaning Klishim Alato Leiser Bichlal Davar Denitalhu, says the Magen Mishnah. That's called movable. And that's why the examples given in the next line are Tevel Va'ashashias She'en Alam Torah's Kli. Things that cannot be moved at all. So this is a Machlokas Rishonim. If you look in that Shulchan Aruch that I read before, he is Machmir, because the Lashon that he said is things that can't be moved on Shabbos, like Kovdan Amachmas Isser, She'en Dvarim She'asur L'taltalam Afilu L'tzarech Mekoman. Right? Even L'tzarech Mekoman. Right, Mishnah Brura, Demhayim Mutal Taltal, and Tzarek Guvan Mekomo. If you can move it, Tzarek Guvan Mekomo, like a Klishim Lakto Lisser, F Shashi is Tzarek Balabais, Lishtamish by Mishabis, O Lotzia Mibes, so maybe the Balabais would need it on Shabbos and remove it, and there won't be any Tfizas Yad left. Right, and therefore, it is no good. Again, the Yerushalmi might say exactly the opposite, because it is usable, so then it is called a Tfizas Yad. Interesting lumdis about how you look at Klishim Lakto Lisser. We know general muxes, all muxes, cannot be moved at all. Directly. There is Tilta Manatzah, there's Tilta Begufo, but Klisha Muksa Machmas Gufo, and Muksa Machmas Isser, and Muksa Machmas Chesser and Kiss, and all the different types of Muksas, and Nolad, and Buses, that those can't be moved directly at all. All of a sudden, we have Klisha Malach Talisser, which can be moved with Sarah Gufo and Sarah Makomo. So, what's the Yisod? So, one might say this is Gufo the Machlokas Rishonim. If you say like the Me'iri, then it's enough. This is cool. So, maybe. You're right, it can be moved to our Gufo, to our Bakaba, but it's still considered in the world of Muksa. And inherently, it's Muksa with some Heterim. And that's why you would categorize it like that. But what do we paskin? We paskin like the other Rishonim, the Magen Mishnah, Rabbi Yehonasan, that it's not. So maybe because in Lamdis, this is not Muksa. This is just, it was a separate Gzeira, the Gemara says. There was a separate Gzeira of Tiltul Kalim, of limiting what types of Kalim we use on Shabbos. And therefore, it's not inherently muksa. It's not in lumdus. It's not muksa. You can move it. And therefore, it's not considered enough. Tfisas yad. Good. What about storage? Storage. So that's a little bit discussed in Tosfos here in Dibra Maschlo Beis HaTeven. What if Balabais puts Tevin in the Beis HaTeven? So the Gaon Yaakov here, the Achronim Talmud Agra, right, discusses that whether storage would be good enough. The Rama also quotes from Rabbeinu Yehonasan in Ar Sugya that this whole heter is only if there are no other diurim in the chatzer. Right, if the Balabais has four houses in the chatzer, and he has something in each one of them. But if there are other diurim in the chatzer that he does not have tfisas yad in, so then they all have to contribute. The Yesh Omrim says the Rama, again quoting Rabbeinu Yehonasan in Ar Sugya, to call ze kishein diurim b'chatzer elahem. This is only if there are no other diurim. Aba kishesh diurim acherim umolichin eruvet etzlan. And if there are other diurim, and the eruv is brought to them, right, they put it Eitzel Acherim, Tzrichim Kol Echa La'arev. So then everyone, but you don't look at it as one big happy family, so then everyone has to be Ma'arev in that case. So it's limiting that halacha that's quoted in our sugya. So Lamaisa, this comes up by apartment buildings, by hotels. What about utilities? Utilities, let's say there's a building and the building and the landlord and the owner puts an oven, puts a refrigerator in each apartment. So is that good enough utilities to be considered tfizas yad? So it's very heavy, right? Generally not moved. You have that heter, is that, but it's not his. He kind of gives it. You know, he allows you to use it. So Rav Moshe is mekel here. Rav Moshe in Aleph Kuf Mem Aleph in Aruch Chaim, meaning Kli Sachur, im Nechshav tfizas yad lamaskir le'inyan tilta b'shabbos. Right, he goes through the whole sugya, and he is mekel. The afim tzarach rishus ha'yish lamaskir rishus shasocher muchrach lahachzik chayfet asocher shalamaskir. Right, you have to, even if you want to take my oven out, you can't just put my oven out into the hallway. You have to kind of guard it. Ha'chal ha'yochal asocher lachzor b'mischiraso. Tal mishalim lo ba'adze yoser u'bevadai. M'chuyiv lachziko. Kol zman shehisnu. Va'av shevadai rashoy sholish tamish u'lachziro. Ach, she is shalim lo aschiris, b'kol makom, kol zman shelo hechzir, muchiyev l'shamro, kol yamei aschiris. Sveim rashoy, lashlichu lachutz, ki rishus ha-nifkad, konu lamafkid, af rishus ochel lamaskir, shegamkin umidala shomrim v'chulu. So Rav Moshe assumes that he would have to guard it. Va'af im bedina de malchusa, umen agir, pater b'gneva aveda, v'hu b'stam kishar, Aldas Hachanami, who can soak her, she hissed on Leo's potter, they get a baby called Makabu Shomer Lamaskir, Lenny Rishus. Okay. Others quote against her, Moshe, the Chazonish. They say maybe you need something personal in there, not something that you just let them use. The Shemira Shabbos discusses this in Perek Yud Zayin, Os Yud Zayin, Yud Zayin, Yud Zayin. The Shemira Shabbos quotes. Im habala bayis hichnis v'chadarim hapratiyim shal hadayarim ha'ochl mis'ochal shabbos shal asum v'chadreihem kelim she'i afshar lefanosa v'shabbos bein machmas kovdam o machmas muksa ve'ein kelim elim eila ovdim l'shimush hadayarim az v'chol ofan mutu l'talta v'chol abinyin avim echeder sachur l'mamushach. If they can't use it, then for sure, because that belongs to the bala bayis. What if they can use it? Or what if they can use it? So then, that is the question, and Ramosha is Mako, right? What about furniture they talk about here, right? Is that called Tfitzos Balabayis, right? According to that, if you're able to use it, if that ruins it, then furniture would be a problem, because Dafka, you're able to use the furniture. That's called the Socheres. That's not called the Maskers. But the Shevet Alevi in Chelek, Hey Simon Nundalin, defends Ramosha. He says you can rely on Ramosha, Bishas Atchak, or Bishas in situations, even though there are others that might be Machimer. Okay, we will stop here.